All right, everybody, and welcome to another Capes and Scowls WrestleCast. And if we're talking about wrestling, there's a good chance Kyle Starks is here.
I am here. Watch out. Woo. I'm right behind all of you.
Oh, God.
That's what I've always wanted.
Is it?
Whoa.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
you know.
There's a real subversion happened there.
So we're going to start talking about NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 4, and then we will talk about SummerSlam. It'll probably get chopped up into like 17 different parts, but it'll all be one fabulous take. Mr. Starks, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You want to plug anything while we're at the beginning? Plug at the end?
I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm at the Kyle Starks on all the social media. We just announced Mars Attacks with Chris Schweitzer at Dynamite Comics. I believe you can pre-order it, though I'm not sure. I think it's in previews this week, so I think you can pre-order that. It's going to be very good.
Yes, you should be able to pre-order. Yeah.
That's it. That's what I got. At the Kyle Starks. And right. Mars Attacks.
Awesome.
All right.
So which match will we start with?
Let's start with the. Are we doing NXT TakeOver first?
Yep.
Let's start with the most boring one, in my opinion. Because I don't care. That's the NXT Tag Championship match between the Undisputed Era and Mustache Mountain.
Okay.
Does it matter who wins?
No. The match should be good.
I don't give a shit. The thing that's interesting about Undisputed Era is, like, you need a Kyle O'Reilly to balance out how boring Roderick Strong is. But it does not move the needle up. They're not more interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it doesn't help. But if it was just like if instead of Bobby Fish, or like if Kyle O'Reilly was injured and it was Bobby Fish and Roderick Strong, woof.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Woof. I don't care who wins. That's my answer. I don't care. I think Mustache Mountain's super charming, but I just don't give a shit.
So who are you officially picking?
I don't care. Here's the thing. It's gonna be a great match, but I don't give a shit. Who cares?
All right.
Like, here's what I'm gonna say for every NXT Tag Championship match. Where's Heavy Machinery? Why is this not happening? Where's the guys with the dumb name? The War
Fighters. War Raiders?
Yeah, I mean, War Raiders is so dumb. What was their old name? I already forgot.
War Machine.
Their name is so dumb. War Machine is a great name.
Yeah.
War Raiders?
I
thought they were teasing it, but it didn't look like it's happening. I wish this was a three-way match. Mustache Mountain's great, but man, I just don't give a shit. I just don't give a shit about either one of these guys.
I just saw Mustache Mountain last week for Progress, and it's so weird how different they are from like Progress to NXT, where it's like in Progress, they're just like a comedy like tag team, and then you have them in NXT, where they're supposed to be like serious competitors. It's just very strange.
I first saw them in King of Trios, where they were not doing comedy per se, but like, you know, they're charming. I think that's the thing, is they're charming. Mm-hmm. But they had, there's no build to this. Like, who gives a shit? There's no stakes. I think, and you know what? I can't believe I'm saying this. Though, I think as a rule, this is the NXT show. They're rushed so much. There's very little build up. I think between the two cards, this match has the least amount of stakes. I don't care who wins. I just don't care. And like the tag title, I just don't care.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair to say.
I'm going to pick Undisputed Era.
Joe, who are you picking?
Just keep it on Undisputed Era until you get to War Machine.
Cliff?
Undisputed Era.
Yeah, I think we're all on
the Undisputed Era. I started watching NXT.
Nice.
Oh, good.
So I did get to see a Heavy Machinery match.
And?
And they were awesome, and that one guy looks like an actual
Otis?
Looks like an actual Wrecking Ball.
And here's the thing, I watched, because Tucker came back this week, I can't remember. Here's what I thought. Tucker looks like someone's dad. He's the wrestling dad. And it makes me like him more, because I thought he was kind of just like, I don't know, this is Otis's show, right? But now I look at Tucker, and because he just had a baby, I think. I think they mentioned it. And I'm like, he looks like a dad. Bad beard, gross ponytail, weird square shape, like rectangular shape. I like him more. I like Tucker was a weak link, but I'm into him now. He wears cowboy boots.
He's one.
Why
should
he have your machinery everywhere?
A full dad.
I fucking love it, man. I also can't. I can't wait. I wish I lived in a parallel universe where, like, I'm 3 months away from Otis Dozovich, like getting to do whatever the fuck he wants, and getting like a 6 months undefeated reign on SmackDown. Because I think he's so charming. He looks good. He looked good in the. Why are we talking? This guy's already on the cards. Let's go to the next one. Heavy Machinery is the best. The other thing I always complain about NXT shows isn't even on NXT anymore, but they also will not be, which is the Iconic Duo. They're not going to be on fucking SummerSlam. So
it's another
big WWE weekend where I don't get to see Peyton Royce or Otis Dozovich.
Yeah, they're not doing the Iconics too well on SmackDown.
I think they're selling product though, so that's all I care about.
That's true.
They're doing all right. They were doing a boring chant on Iconics this week. They're great, man. I think they go out there and they do the bad impersonations, and Billie Kay looks like her face is going to, like, I don't know, inflate into a balloon or something. Like, I love it.
Let's move on to Velveteen Dream versus EC3.
I think it'll be a good match, but what are they fighting? Why are they mad? Are they just fighting? I mean, they don't have a reason to fight, right?
They're two big guys with egos. That's about it.
Okay. I love EC3. I did like that dude. I feel like I know that you are familiar with him, Tim, from TNA.
Yeah.
I saw like a couple things because that whole EC3 Drew Bobby Lashley like three way championship stuff that was going on was great. I thought the TNA. I feel like this dude is ready to go. Like he came in and I was like, why put him here? Why is he in NXT except for to like help other dudes? He's great. He's great on the mic. He's got a great bit. He looks good. He wrestles good. Sometimes he gets like this pillow hair look, which is a little bit weird. Because his hair, I don't think he's genetically made for his hair to be cut the way it is. But he's great. And I think Velveteen Dream makes everyone look better. But I bet somehow, I don't know. Do you think this is like Velveteen's like payback match? Like he gets this win because he lost the last one?
No, I think EC3 is going to win. I feel like Velveteen can't lose, no matter how good the match is. I think he can't lose too many more. So maybe he'll get into the North American Championship title scene.
Is that not what this is for?
No.
Okay, this is for nothing. I think EC3 wins too also, but I also feel like the reason why is like, oh, Velveteen, it doesn't hurt him if he loses.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It's true. Yeah, I agree. I think EC3 wins too. I think EC3 is great. I think they're both great.
They are both great.
I can't wait till Velveteen Dream gets moved up to SmackDown, and it's just like, boy, they fucked that up. I just can't wait.
I think they give this to Velveteen Dream just because he needs to stop losing on these big takeover shows. And then you just have EC3 finally get called up, give him a McIntyre run, where he's done on NXT, great, send him up.
Where he'll be a good guy, by the way. He'll be a vanilla white babyface.
He'll be the SmackDown Bobby Roode now.
Oh, God.
Which is still Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
They just team them together.
They'll be called the Nice Boys.
EC3
the Nice Boys.
EC3 can do face work a little bit if he goes kind of goofy, but when he tries to be serious, it's not as good.
I think, but he had a sidekick for most of that too, though, right?
Yeah, he had, what's his name?
Sparkstar.
Spud. Yeah, but now he's Drake.
Merger.
I'm going to say Velveteen Dream.
You take a Dream? All right, we're split
down the middle.
I like it. All right, so let's move on to Adam Cole versus Ricochet. This one's the North American Championship.
I maybe it's just the Undisputed Era who I like, but I just don't give a fuck. Adam Cole is not getting called up. Hon, let's think this out. Ricochet getting the belt for a minute makes sense, and then you have a natural Velveteen. That's somebody different. Velveteen Dream. In for a challenge at the next one, right?
It's possible.
If Ricochet wins, you get Velveteen Dream in there. You have EC3 messing with the main title. You can move Adam Cole up to the main title. I think Adam Cole you could put on the main roster too. My concern is that he seems really small.
Right.
I think he's good. He's really small, and he hasn't really done anything that's like mind blowing in NXT yet.
Yeah, but I think
he could move up. I think Adam Cole's on the short list of guys who are ready to go up.
I think the whole Undisputed Era is going to get called up to do something with Sanity.
Oh, you think like in one group?
Yeah, definitely.
It's not a terrible idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something to get called up and booked 50-50?
Yeah. Like the verbal one?
I don't know. I think Ricochet could win and you move Adam Cole onto something, because I don't think he's doing anything for the title.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Adam Cole needs to be around the world title before he gets called up.
I think this is the best use of him.
I don't care who wins this match, and I bet it's gonna be great. I just don't care.
Right.
Yeah. Because I have no reason to. It's just a title match. Here's the thing. I think if someone had 29 hours to listen to our last three, if someone had a whole year's worth of time to listen to our last three podcasts, I would say the same thing. I'm so just not excited about this card. But every time, like, they're fucking amazing.
Right.
So I bet this match is going to be unbelievable. I bet that Mustache Mountain match is going to be unbelievable. But it's like, they do this thing where there's just zero build. I know they beat up Ricochet this week, but for why? He didn't do anything the week before. The Ricochet and Velveteen Dream match had such great build up.
Do you think they're hurt by filming so far in advance?
Maybe. Yeah, by format, maybe. We're gonna talk about Shayna Baszler next. Like, that match has stakes to it because of Mae Young Classic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I care about that match only in because, like, what interesting decision will they or will they not make? This match is two great guys. Probably, I think one could make an argument that of 2017, maybe the best two indie guys in the world, right?
Yeah, you could argue that.
Like, it's gonna be great. But just like, what do I give a shit? This title has not been established as meaning anything. You never hear anyone talk about it. Even Adam Cole doesn't talk about it. And he's the champion.
Well, how far in advance are all these filmed?
Well, they do three shows at once, or three shows at a time, right?
Yeah, four, I think.
Yeah. So it's been 4 months, 3 months since the last one?
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, like, that leads it, like, there's a reason why Aleister Black's, like, that's part of this, right? But they just, like, man, I feel like they put so much into, like, one or two things. And right now they only did one thing. And I feel like it hurts this card just a little bit. And for me.
Right. The wrestling has to be amazing.
And it will be.
Well. All right. So I'm going to take Cole. Joe, you take.
Okay, I'm going to make a prediction. And this is going to tie into the NXT Championship match. If Adam Cole loses this title, he's interfering in that Last Man Standing match.
Think so?
I think him and Undisputed might vote that out.
What about EC3 could do it too, though, right?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I think that's a hot call, man. I think it's a good call.
So regardless, someone's interfering in the championship match.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying, for this match, definitely. If Adam Cole drops it, I think he shows up during that. To put them both down.
You know what I wonder, and I don't want to like foreshadow the next match. I wonder if they do something to get another guy in that match.
There's been rumors of that.
I know Matt Riddle has had to drop every single indie he's had.
He's officially signed. He's been signed. I don't see that happening though.
No, WWE has been pushing him to drop all of his established dates where they usually let them run out.
Is that right?
They let them finish up their indie dates while they're signed.
I would be super stoked if Matt Riddle debuted.
I thought Black would pick him as his proxy for that match.
I don't see it happening though. It's very un WWE to be like, we're gonna drop this guy into a main event as his debut.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're gonna do that, why not just do it with Keith Lee?
Yeah.
I don't know, because
he just debuted like literally the night before, last week.
He'll probably do the taping beforehand.
Yeah, I feel like here's the thing. Did everyone pick for this match?
I have not picked.
Okay, go ahead and pick.
I'm picking out Cole. Just picking.
Yeah, I think you'll keep it too. So here's the thing about this Tommaso Ciampa Johnny Gargano match. By the way, this story has been great, right? I mean, like, from the Cruiserweight Classic, it's been great. You know what I mean? Before then, honestly, because like we love these guys, right? We lived with them in the Indies. It's cool that they're tag team partners from the beginning. Are any of you just like, man, I'm so glad we get to see this exact same match one more time?
No.
I know, but it's going to be amazing, right? I mean, the match would be amazing.
Right.
But we've seen Jess Ciampa versus Gargano with no. It's Last Man Standing?
Yes.
When did that happen?
when they removed Black.
When they couldn't do it last time? When they couldn't do what they... I don't know. I just feel like... I think it's going to be great. I love the drama of it. I'm looking forward to it. I wish there was something else to it, though. Like, Aleister Black is what I thought it needed. But Aleister Black would have been champion coming into this match. Right?
Yeah, he would have. Yes. Or no, he would have,
because he had a groin injury. That's why he's not in it.
No, they had dropped the title, remember?
Yeah, because of his groin injury.
Was that who came first?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he had the title.
He had the title and Ciampa won. That was like 3 weeks ago.
I thought he dropped it to Ciampa, then got the groin injury.
I don't think so. I mean, I could be wrong, but it doesn't make any sense to do it that way. Because it's like, what's Aleister Black's place in it then? Just so he might get it back?
But he gets his rematch.
No, because here's the thing. Think about it narratively. If Tommaso Ciampa won at Brooklyn Takeover, that's unbelievable. If that's where Aleister Black loses, that's unbelievable. So I think there's supposed to be a third person in this match. I think Aleister Black was supposed to be champion coming in, and I think it's off. I think they're now going to do the match that they're supposed to do before. Though, what would have been really the difference between that no DQ match and a last man standing match?
Yeah, that's how I feel. I don't know. Disappointing.
I think it's really because I love Aleister Black so much. I thought like when the drama of Ciampa winning was so good,
mm-hmm.
and I think Ciampa absolutely is deserving. But why do it on like a random NXT? Where's the merit in that? To build a three way with these three guys, you don't have to. If Tommaso Ciampa is challenging for the title, Johnny can just get in because that's what Johnny does. And there it is. You have what you have. It's a three way match. It'd be great.
Yeah, that three-way would have helped everybody. Because Aleister Black was kind of stagnant a little bit.
A little bit, yeah, I agree. But and I think if he loses the title here, that's the time to lose it. And it's going to be such a good ending to that show. Like, if Ciampa winning on such a small scale is so good, then him losing on a bigger scale is amazing. Mm. Or him gaining, you know what I'm saying. Aleister Black losing.
Right.
I think Ciampa wins. I know we skipped one, but... This match is punished. I feel like there's such an asterisk next to this match. I'm sure it'll be great. We're on the fifth takeover in a row where that main match is match of the year. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You could make an argument all the way back. Who did Amos beat? I don't remember.
Gargano.
Yeah. All the way back to that match, El Idolo had two 5-star matches, as I call him. That's what I call him. Aleister Black versus, then he was the next one, right? It was Gargano. I mean, as I'm saying, it's going to be fucking good. I just don't give a shit. Ciampa wins. I mean, Ciampa's going to, it doesn't make any, if Johnny Gargano, I mean, maybe they're like, oh, we gave Ciampa this other victory and it was so good. We give Gargano the victory here and it's so feel good, right?
Right.
But Gargano's already been champ, right? Am I wrong about that?
No, he hasn't.
Oh, he hasn't? Okay.
Nah.
Because he's been wrestling Ciampa for 3 years.
Right.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I think Ciampa keeps it.
I agree. But I could see them doing some wacky interference thing. But
I think they have to do something that ends this.
Right. I'm going Ciampa. Joe, what do you think?
Oh, God. I'm just so tired of this match.
I know, but it's so good still.
It's like being forced to eat an entire cake. Like that scene in Matilda.
Hold on. No, you know what it is? It's not being forced. It's someone put another cake down.
Yeah.
You're not being forced, because it's not bad yet. But the thing is, like, you're at the point where you go, oh my gosh, that cake was so good, but can I really eat more of it? But it's sitting there, and you're like, it's so good, though. And like right now, we're at the place where I'm like, I don't know, I'll take a little fork of it. And I'm going to eat it down. But the question is like, is this the one where I finally get, I'm just fucking sick of it.
It might be.
Yeah. But it's also the most compelling story WWE's done in 2 years. There's nothing close. Dream and Aleister Black is number two on that list. Everything's NXT. And NXT hasn't been doing good storytelling. Of the last 2 years in wrestling, in WWE wrestling, it's this, which has been great. All the way back to Cruiserweight Classic? Yeah. 3 years? I don't know. It seems like it's been forever.
Since Bayley, Sasha, and NXT. So that's been 3 years.
Yeah, we'll talk. Well, do we get to talk about Sasha at all this week? This she on the show?
No.
No, we're not gonna talk about that.
Hard no.
All right.
Cliff,
all
right.
Who are you picking?
I'm gonna pick Ciampa to retain.
Okay.
Also, can we take, like, how dope is it that Ciampa doesn't even part of music, just a chorus of boos now? I fucking love it. Think about how good of a bad guy you have to be that you're like, I don't need music. They will boo me out.
I love him on his Yeah.
That's different, though. It's different.
I love Ciampa on Twitter. He just trolls everyone. It's great.
That's all right.
Yeah, he's real good on Twitter. All right, so let's do Kairi Sane and Shayna Baszler.
I have no
submission magician, the queen of spades.
I hate her so much.
Who's Shayna Baszler?
Yeah.
You should. That's what makes her so good.
No, she's like a turn off the TV, like, hatred. It's not like I want to see her lose. I don't want to see her on my screen.
Wow. I think she's so good at being a bad guy. I think she's so good at it.
I think she's bland, like her eyebrows.
Does she have eyebrows?
Allegedly.
I think she's great. I think Shayna Baszler is like, now that she's been running with this title, she's missing something. Before she was not. But I think we talked about this. Shayna Baszler is what Ronda's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
She feels legitimate in the ring. She wrestles a little bit different. She talks good trash, real good trash. But they've been put in those situations where she's like interacting with people, like with Dakota Kai in the locker room and shit, and you're like, I don't know.
She needs to get a proper, all the stuff that she's been doing needs to pay off. Like how she treats the locker room. Like they need to send someone in who has her submission, and then all the women just come out to stop it, and then they realize, wait, this is Baszler, whoever's doing this to her. And then they kind of just leave her there, like in the ring.
Oh, you think she needs her comeuppance?
Yeah. Not even losing the title. Like someone who does a Samoa Joe thing where he's just choking her out. And then all the women are like, oh yeah, wait, we can't, that's one of us. And then they're like, wait, no, she sucks. We're going to let this happen.
I think she needs some real competition to show that what she's done is impressive. It's who she's wrestled.
Yeah.
I don't know who's ready to be the next big.
There's nobody. NXT right now has so much talent and zero women's talent. I mean, I just say zero. I don't mean that, but here's your top three: Shayna, Nikki, Kairi. I think you could go ahead and move Shayna up. Honestly, in fact, I think you're real close to it. I think one could make a case for Shayna could help Ronda out in a lot of ways that Ronda needs. But it's like, man, it's not good. And after that, with Lacey Evans, I adore Lacey Evans, but like, I don't get stoked about a Lacey Evans match.
Is that the mom one?
Yeah, she's the pinup. She's the women's right. She's delightful. She can do face. She can do heel. She's big. She looks good. And they were talking at one point in time they were going to build some sort of faction with her a part of it. That fell apart with DJ Dijovac or whatever. What's his name, Tim?
Dominic.
Yeah, he's DJ though. He's DJ in NXT, I think.
Oh, no, wasn't it Chris Dijak? They gave him a weird name.
Did they?
I paid attention. But like the women's thing's not great. And like that's why you have like one kind of hopes that the Mae Young Classic somehow like spits out. Like, because what, Io Shirai's in it, right?
Yeah.
She's supposedly signed.
Peraza's signed.
What's that?
Deonna Peraza.
Yeah. I hope something good comes out of it. But man, like the build is so... It's like they haven't built the women's division the same way they did before. Like Ember Moon was, to me, sort of like the last push out of that group. That's Asuka. That's like the Asuka push. Asuka gave in to Ember. Ember had a little cachet. It's like, who are they fighting? Nobody. So I think Baszler's great. I think Baszler wins. There's no reason she doesn't win unless she's moving up. Or they're just like, we got to mix it up. Because I think Kairi Sane's done good work, and I think she's adorable and delightful. And just again, like, that's who you want fighting Nikki Cross, like, who we're supposed to be like, go get him, champ.
could you have her moving up almost like Asuka or Paige, where she keeps the belt, but then since she gets drafted, she has to drop it, and then they just do like a tournament for it?
I don't know. The tournaments I think are great. Like, I'm all for a tournament, but I don't know, man. Like, this whole thing is like kind of boring. But I feel like this match, I'm interested to see who wins. Though I think it has to be Shayna Baszler.
Mm-hmm. I think Baszler will win, and I think they'll bring up they'll probably fill the void with like Bianca Belair, somebody like that, and then
Veronica Bourne. I like Dakota Kai, but man, like that's the Dakota Kai is the women's division. Like, I like them fine. They do nothing for me, nothing.
Right.
And that's too bad, because like the women's wrestling has more frequently than not kind of been the most dramatic part of NXT, because they could rush these other matches, but the women's matches always felt like fully realized. And whether that's just because Asuka's great, because Asuka was making all those feuds with two word promos.
Yeah, that's true.
Or, you know, Ember Moon carried that over into some of they just moved up. Who they just move up? Nikki and it was Asuka. Like, it's just like the last rub from Bayley and all those dudes. Because this thing, like the prior class, like, so let's say this most recent class still includes Asuka, which it doesn't really. The prior class is everyone who it's Becky, it's Bayley, it's Nia Jax, it's Charlotte, it's Becky,
Sasha,
it's Ruby Wright. I guess she's Ruby Wright's kind of an Sasha. Yeah, like that whole group. Even Carmella and Alexa were managers in that group.
That
was dope.
Right. I think what kind of hurt him in hindsight was moving people up for that battle royal. I think they should have included them, but not actually moved them up.
Yeah, but there was like fucking Tamara Conti was in that battle royal or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like there's no rhyme or reason to it. I thought the battle royal was great. I'm glad they did it. And they should have brought more people up. It's just like, you know, like here, like, this is like, oh, Kyle, there you go again. To be frank, I wish Peyton and Billy were still here, because this is the point where you need Peyton and Billy. Because yeah. Peyton can wrestle anyone, and they're both great on the mic in a way that's entertaining, and you want them to build. Like, you can build off of them. But I don't know if these girls, I think Shayna Baszler is legit. I'll say it forever. She needs like it's something about her delivery is like a little too monotone. Like, she needs to tweak something just a little bit. But I think she's so good at being a bad guy. She's so charismatic of a bad guy. Joe's like, she's just not likable. She's got the Xbox key. That's not what it is. Like, she's so good at being a piece of shit. And maybe she's a piece of shit in real life. Like, that's the bit, right? Like, maybe she is. But I think she's so good. And the fact that she looks like a legitimate MMA fighter when she's in the ring, not like Ronda, who I'm so stoked to bitch about in, like, what, like 35 minutes? Like, Shayna comes in and she takes care of business. It's like her beating Dakota Kai three times. I love Dakota Kai. I think she's great. It's like there's no value to it. There's no value to that title because she's beating people we don't believe in. And we don't believe in them because Ember left and left us with Nikki Cross, who, for whatever reason, that shtick just doesn't work on her own.
Right.
In my opinion. It's so good to have a wild dog with your, like, chaos group. It's weird when the dog is just running around by itself.
Yeah.
And a little bit sad, too. It's a little bit sad, and it's like, Nikki Cross is great, but she's also like, it's just like there's all these problems. Like Kairi Sane's great, but she looks like she weighs 85 pounds. And she probably weighs 90 pounds. Nikki Cross is great, but she's 4'2".
Right.
And she's like, where's the person who's making this division? And it's not there. That being said, I like all of them. Except for, I don't know, Vanessa, come on. I guess she's fun to watch, but that's real hashtag male gaze shit. I wonder Belair, when they bring Belair, she just married someone, right? Did she marry, like, one of the Street Profits?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if, like, I don't know, man, I feel like they need to bring in two dudes. They need, two dudes, yeah. It's to be EC3 and Velvet Dream. But I mean, like, they need whatever, they need Ali and Soo Young. Like, they need that type of, they need somebody you can drop in and go, ah, oh, like, something's happening. And I wonder if maybe that the move isn't to be like, here's Beth Phoenix.
Hmm.
To drop someone in, like even to bring back some veteran that doesn't make a Caitlyn or something, you know what I'm just like, it needs something that's not there. Badly.
Caitlyn's an anchor.
She's going to be in that Mae Young Classic.
So. Right. It needs like how Cassius Ohno is in the division for the dudes, and he just, like, you know he's not going to the main roster. He's there. He's just better than everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I but you know what they do with KO that's great is they always talk about how great he is.
Yeah. It's great.
They never stop putting him over. That's good, because that means when that means the Velveteen Dream beats. Oh,
no? No, like, for other women. It's like, move like a woman down.
Yeah, or they should keep some. That's like, that's why I think. So, like, everyone's like, oh, why didn't Bayley go? Like, why was Bayley so late? It's like, because Bayley was carrying everybody. Because she did that four way with, like, Nikki, Peyton Royce, and, like, Nia Jax, maybe.
That sounds right.
It was one of her title defenses. And it was great. And you could put Nikki and Peyton in that match, who were at that time blips. Because Bayley's putting everyone over. Bayley's making everybody look great. Because in that small scale, she was so powerful. And that's what you need. Like, should Ember Moon maybe still be there? Maybe, probably. Because she's not doing anything otherwise. Like, it probably would have benefited her. But, you know, also, like, representation is super fucking important. So I'm super glad she's on the show that people are watching. I don't know. They need something badly. And I don't know what it is. Does Matt Riddle do drag?
I'm sure he'd do it. But...
Well, I'm stoked about Matt Riddle. I hope that happens sooner than later.
Maybe Candice LeRae could get pushed.
I don't think she's it. I feel like she's so milquetoast. She's like boring. Man. And I think she's great. I hate her finishing move. She does have great gear. She has but it's just like, man, what's dope? There's nothing dope here. Shayna Baszler, that's what I'm saying. Like, in the context, the only two the people walk by my window again. The only two things that are, like, to my opinion, in the entire division, beginning to end, the three dope things of the women's NXT division, in no order, Kairi Sane's elbow drop, Shayna Baszler as heel moves, and Lacey Evans' gear. That's what I think the three only, like, legitimately dope things in that division right now. And there should be more than that.
Yeah, because Lacey Evans doesn't really get on TV so much.
She's like every other show. I think their push are pretty good, but it's like right now she's wrestling nobodies because they don't know what to do with her. But they want to keep her visible. I don't know, man. It's bad. Like, it's not bad. I think it's not bad. But it's like, man, do you want to watch Vanessa Bourne versus Bianca Belair? Do you want to watch that match?
No.
No, nobody does. And that's no fault of either one of them. Who's the other one besides Vanessa Bourne that's like, they're doing the thing where they're like right at the bottom and trying to get their way in?
Aaliyah?
No, Aaliyah's never getting in, man. Poor Aaliyah, who's on like her seventh name, right?
I think so.
She's, the poor thing's on like her
seventh name, tenth game.
Yeah, poor thing. Coming out and doing the fucking thing over her head.
She's like Ariana Grande.
Let's try to see. Yeah, anyway, that's NXT TakeOver. Let's keep moving.
I'm picking a Shayna Baszler.
All right.
I'm picking I'll catch the end of this match on the internet, and that's all I'll watch.
Fair enough. All right, we're all going Baszler.